Hello and welcome to the T3 podcast with everything from the world of tech and a few orbiting planets besides. Coming up this week, the boys from AQA are here.
Whee!
Yes!
Wow, that rowdy lot. Even after we stood them up last time and arrived hideously late this time, they're seriously good guys. We'll be putting them to the test later. And it's just 6 weeks till Christmas and 5 weeks to go till your usual last-minute dash for prezzies. We'll let you know what we'll be hoping for under the tree. And T3's already taught you how to be king for a day. Now prepare to be a bum for the day. Prepare? There's not much preparation needed. Plus, what would you do for a BlackBerry Storm? Pop down to Vodafone today? Or get a tattoo. But I couldn't get through all that on my own. So let me introduce my co-host. It's T3's Mr. Duncan Bell. Welcome.
Hello. I like the way you say we turned up really late.
Yeah, it's me.
That's like the rule, we.
Just me.
I just like to point that out.
Okay.
My punctuality is
the Westway was hideous today. Anyway, look, we'll get past that. Welcome to everyone from AQA. We've got Paul Coxon here.
Hi, I was 20 minutes early.
Yes, you were. You texted me to say so. And we have Keith, researcher. How's it going over there?
I'm all right. I was about 15 minutes early.
He was 15 minutes early. I was 25 minutes late, just to let everyone know. I've also got Don in the background there. You can shout. Hey! So this is record numbers for the T3 podcast, I think.
We've never been so popular with people who are a little bit angry with your timekeeping.
We've doubled our listenership as well, just by people actually being physically in the studio. So, Duncan, first, before we nip swiftly to AQA, your rantage rate has dropped 1.5% this week, so time to top it up. What's been the coffee granule in your sugar bowl this week?
I'll tell you what's been the coffee granule in my sugar bowl this week is that the Sony Ericsson Xperia phone, and more specifically...
I thought everyone loved it.
It's rubbish!
Oh.
Have you seen it? It's got about 10 billion buttons festooned on the front, none of which appear to do anything. Mm. And then the touchscreen, oh, God. But have you seen the adverts for it? On
not
their
yet.
Website.
Oh, is this the ridiculous viral video campaign?
I think it's viral in the same way that malaria is. Yeah.
Good.
Well. It's just got this woman going, she's got an accent that doesn't exist in nature anywhere on the planet. And she's going, are you like me? Do you spend all your time online? I hope I'm absolutely nothing like you, to be honest. And the only animation they've worked into this kind of flash animation is that all the little icons on the screen are sort of wobbling. So it looks like it's being held by somebody with Parkinson's disease. So the whole thing is just so misguided. But then the product's crap as well. So
my sources were completely wrong on that. It's rubbish. Excellent. Okay, well, thank you for that, Duncan. Now, Paul, you're fondling your felt tip pen there in preparation. I first came across AQA about 4 years ago, which is about roughly when you were setting up, I think, wasn't it?
Yeah, we set up in April 2004.
Wow, it's been that long.
It's amazing. Shall we at this juncture explain what it is that
I was going to say my very first question, just for those who may not know what AQA is from those three little letters. What is it? What do you do and how
well,
do you do it?
Well, AQA stands for Any Question Answered, and it's a mobile text service. You text us a question to 63336, and in a few minutes, we'll text you back an answer.
Okay.
Very simple.
Now.
Very straightforward.
So you send your question, you get an answer back. Now, there are a few pretenders to the throne on this one, but you guys were pretty much the first in the UK with this.
Yeah, week. Pretty much the first on premium text, and the biggest and the largest and the fastest and the best. But
so
if you say so yourself.
Even if I say so myself. But, I think what it being first gives you a lot of advantages. You can work out the best way to answer questions. And I think where we differ is we have an opinion. We do humour, we have wit, and we have Keith.
It sounds just like us. So Keith, you're sat there with a laptop. You can see questions as they're coming in.
Yeah, I can.
Okay, what have we got over there then?
Let's see what we've got in the
game. What are people asking at 20 to 12 on a weekday?
Under HSE guidelines, is it okay for somebody under the age of 18 to be working at height in a cage being lifted by a forklift?
Wow.
That's pretty standard, isn't it?
If they're relying...
a penny for every time I've been asked that.
If they're relying on AQA for this legal advice, you've got to wonder. Is there an answer for that yet?
There isn't an answer yet, but let's have a look at some of the answers that are going out.
Okay, so give us a question that's just been answered then.
What is a gable? A gable is the triangular or ornamental architectural section, either between the two slopes of a roof or above an arched door or window.
I'm looking for the wit in that one. It's a very precise answer. Give me some humorous reply.
Okay.
Although how funny you could be with what is a gable, I'm not entirely sure.
I've been, my cogs in my brain are going around at the moment. I can't think of anything remotely.
What was that, Paul?
Clark.
There we go.
What is a gable, Clark?
I'm sure you could weave a better response to that, Duncan.
It needs some work.
But what we do have, of course, this is an immediate plug, is this wonderful...
Okay, well, while Keith's searching over there.
...wonderful book called Brilliant Answers.
Which you sent me.
We've sifted through the many thousands, millions of questions we've had, 15 million questions we've had, to pick out some of the best ones.
Just before we started recording, you were giving some Hebrew chat-up lines. We won't go over those again. No. I can't imagine them being successful, but go on, what have you got there?
Interesting. It's about sport. The question was, did the ancient Mayans invent a lethal ball game? And the answer to which that was, the Mayans ball game called Thlactlic sometimes ended in a human sacrifice.
Just the odd time.
They invented latex, which they used to make the rubber balls.
Wow. And their shorts.
And impeccable pronunciation of the sport there. Well, and their shorts.
I've been to Honduras, so I know. Here's another one. I'll ask you one of these.
All right.
What is the most played song ever on world radio?
It's Yesterday.
Or
is that on American?
Is it really? I know is that from my hospital radio days, Krista Berg's "Lady in Red" was the most requested, and in turn, the presenter's most hated song.
It's "You've Lost That Loving Feeling" by the Righteous Brothers, the equivalent of 45.6 continuous years.
I feel Top Gun must be partly responsible for that.
And Robson and Jerome, presumably.
Oh, that was.
Actually, they covered the other Righteous Brothers song. What do you mean your hospital radio years? That's now.
Now I work for more reputable broadcasters, but yes, turning back the clock, I used to work for Fab Gold.
You do surprise me.
I know. Who'd have thunk it, eh?
It is. It is actually quite tough to become a researcher. I mean, Keith's one of our most senior researchers.
Keith, you decided to become a researcher. How did you get involved with this?
A friend of mine was a researcher and put me in touch.
Okay, so what rigorous tests were you put through?
I was given an application test of about 10 or 12 questions, and I filled them in, hopefully did all right. And you'll see in the book that there are examples of people who did a lot worse.
Oh, right. What, there are bad examples in the book?
It sounds quite simple, but only 1 in 20 people actually get through the application process.
Is the first question, can you log on to Google?
here's one. How many points will I get on my license for going through a red light?
Okay.
To which the answer is...
I'd guess at 3.
Unfortunately, dear, you will not get a point driving through the red light because it is against the driving rules.
That's brilliant. That's a much better answer.
It is brilliant for all the roads.
They're working on the point system where how many points you get for knocking down a grandma, how many, you know, that sort of thing.
Here's another one. How does maturity affect rate of respiration in plants? A scientific answer.
Yeah, I'm hoping for something.
My granny is 79 and her plants look glorious. Maturity definitely increases respiration.
Oh, no.
So, I mean, these are bona fide applications from researchers who've had. I mean, it's not just getting factual answers, but we care about spelling, punctuation, grammar.
Oh, I'm glad to hear.
The apostrophe's all got to be in the right... right places. So.
Misplaced apostrophes.
Yeah, absolutely.
So, right, Keith.
Bane of my life.
Before we finish, have you come up with a witty response that anyone has managed?
Got a couple of examples from people who are asking. Firstly, someone's asked, how do you know if you love someone? And we've said, you know you love someone when you have an unquestionable gut feeling. You cannot be without them and base most decisions around them. And then another customer has also asked, would AQA tell us if our partners are lying and cheating? AQA never knowingly lies, however, with some questions it can only speculate. 46% of men cheat on their partners, while 42% of women are unfaithful.
Wow. There's some deep stuff and some worrying statistics as well. Excellent. Thank you very much, Keith. Thank you, Don, the silent partner in the background there, who's been silently nodding throughout. And thank you very much, Paul, for coming in.
Cheers.
And next time, if we ever have any more guests, I'm going to arrive. How early did you say you got here?
It was about 25, 30 minutes early.
Okay, so I need to be 35 minutes early.
You should have texted your own service to say
how late will Dan be?
Where is Dan?
Thank you very much, guys. And the book, Brilliant Answers by AQA, is out now,
It's out now, it's on sale now, and I'll give you a few copies to give away.
Oh, you're a star. What a man. Okay, well, we'll come up with some suitable question for those, and we'll get
something funny for Gable.
Exactly, for next week. And it's suitably stocking-filler-sized, which brings us neatly on to our next item, which is Christmas, yes, just around the corner. actually, no, it's not really, is it? Because it soon will be, though. What with it being November. And we've been drawing up our lists and checking them twice. Duncan, what's going to be under your tree this Christmas?
What's going to be under my tree? Hopefully, what's it about hopefully? I think I'm buying myself an Xbox. Just because then I think I want to buy one before they become so cheap they're literally given away with cornflakes.
They are very, very cheap.
And the games, a lot of the games are pretty cheap. I was looking on Amazon and I could get an Xbox, and not just the rubbish one with no hard drive. I could get an Xbox and the sort of Metacritic's 10 favourite games, and it came to about 250 quid or 300 quid.
Surely if the people you love listen to this, they may see that as a nice hint and perhaps wrap one up for you.
Perhaps they will. Sadly, they probably don't listen to this. So, but it's worth a try, I suppose.
You can always give it a go. But hold on a minute. Aren't you a Wii addict?
Yeah, no, I am. But it's just, it's now so cheap and there are so many good games for it. I probably will never use it, but
Microsoft's
just a nice thing to have.
Done a brilliant job on you. I am, as you can see anyway. No one else can. My laptop is literally falling apart now. The one of the hinges has disappeared. It's my trusty ThinkPad. It's lasted years, but it's
very solid. Because I know that because the hinge has snapped, it fell all the way back and landed on my phone. And I was slightly worried that my phone might have been crushed by its sheer weight.
So to replace this huge brick like monstrosity, I'm getting the Samsung NC10.
Oh, very nice.
Which is excellent. T3's reviewed it, T3.com has reviewed it this week and called it the best netbook yet. And I have to say, I wholeheartedly agree.
That's very good. Are you in contact with Samsung?
No,
about,
I'm not.
The possibility
it is very
good. Of a
it's very good because it's all, it's just your normal, you know, netbookiness. But then it's got the 95% size keyboard, which is, you know, nicked from the wind.
Pretty good.
And
nicked from the wind.
Nicked from the wind.
Lovely poetic phrase.
And it's got a 160 gig hard drive, and it's only 300 quid.
It's pretty good. I mean, Samsung laptops generally are very well regarded by laptopy people, I believe.
I think so. Although my first original Samsung died a death. It got crushed on a plane.
Well, don't mention that. You're scuppering your chances of getting
but
a free
that was,
one
that
now.
Was some years ago. yes. Anyway, Samsung, I really like the NC10. But yes, it's... I think it's going to overtake the E at Christmas. I think the rumble on the internet on this thing, it's hot, as
yes.
they say.
I think the thing about the E is that there's now so many models of it that people don't really know.
It's just utterly confusing. Guitar Hero World Tour is a definite as well.
Mm-hmm.
If each person could buy me one instrument, I could just about afford it.
Yeah, it's true. It's a very affordable game.
Well, not when you buy the whole band.
I'd quite like The Godfather on Blu-ray, which just made me think.
Mm.
And the reason I say that is because it was immediately above or below Guitar Hero World Tour on T3.com.
There we go. So what is going to be the must-have item, do you think, that you know we should all buy now before it sells out?
It probably will be some sort of netbook, I thought. But maybe not the Aspire one. What's that called?
The Acer Aspire 1.
I think that might be a dark horse.
Well, that's the one I was looking at until I saw the Samsung.
Until the Samsung came along.
So
and...
my money's on the Samsung. Anyway, since it is Christmas and AQA have just dropped off. There we are. A hefty load of their brilliant answers by AQA 6336 books. We thought we'd better give some away.
Yes.
So we have come up with a cunning conundrum for you to solve. If you could email us at t3@futurenet.com and give us your answer to what is a gable. Now, remember, we're looking for accuracy, but also wit.
Mm.
And the five that we like the most, we'll be sending not just one brilliant answers book, but another one as well, so you can stuff one in someone's stocking and pretend that you went
yes.
and spent $5.99.
Or
it.
Have one for your downstairs loo.
Yes, yes. You could have one in each bathroom.
Yes.
It is a definite loo book, that, actually.
It is definitely a loo book.
Yes, yes. I can stack it by the magazines that I leave in there. so, yes, if you can text that answer to t3@futurenet.com and we'll give those away next week.
Mm. Do make sure it's witty, though.
Yes. No dry gable answers.
Yes.
We'll chuck
no
them out.
No actually saying what a gable is.
Yeah.
We don't want to know that.
Well, if you could say it in a witty way, that'd be fine.
Deserve an extra prize if you can do that.
Right, on to how to be a bum for the day. Mm. Sadly, not a T3 guide to living on the streets surrounded by diamond white and your own feces, but how to be a lazy bum lounging around in the living room of your dreams.
Yes, I liked this. In many ways, I preferred it to the king for a day thing.
King for a day,
which
yes.
is a bit too aspirational.
This
for me.
Is something we can definitely aspire one to.
Oh, very good.
Mm.
Like the way you did that.
Yeah, what a segue. So, Tell me, Duncan, what do I need to achieve such bum-like status?
To achieve bum status, there was the Lazy Boy recliner that was in there, wasn't it? Or something very, like it.
I don't think it was. It was an Oscar cinema chair.
Okay, all right.
With remote control recline, lumbar support, and massage.
I like lumbar support. That's for like planks or something. My favourite thing, I think everybody's favourite thing, is the self-stirring cup.
No, no, that's not my favourite thing.
Oh, really? I just can't believe that somebody's come up with it.
The self-stirring cup to me is just a USB gimmicky thing. It's like cup warmer. I mean, nonsense. However, my favourite thing on this list is the remote control drinks cooler. Which
the one on wheels.
You can guide it to you. With its carriage of,
You can guide it to beer. You as long as your house is very open plan or you've deliberately sat in the doorway so it'll... I can see a few flaws. No, actually, and also going back, that self-stirring thing, it's not just a USB novelty. They sell it in Selfridges. It's like,
oh, well, then
it's a proper thing. I know, but you don't, it's not just coming from Firebox.
What else we got here? There's all these hideously expensive remote controls. Do you have one of these?
No, I don't. I do sometimes think I'd like to get one, and then I think no, because then I'd be a tosser.
It's the Logitech Harmony One is the one being proffered here for bum status. It's £105.
Apparently, it's very good.
You can spend a lot more on this.
I know.
I've never quite got it myself.
It is annoying when you're having to root around for, because I have got a lot of remote controls in my front room. But then at the end of the day, I think I can live with that.
Yes.
To be honest, it's probably less of a hassle than trying to. Oh, I don't know. And then I suppose the other thing is, what if you then lose that one remote control? That's like a cataclysmic event. Then, at least, if you lose your DVD remote, you think, oh, well, sod it, I'll just play with the Wii instead or whatever. But, if you lose the thing that controls everything,
then
you're screwed.
One ring.
The one ring to control them all. Yeah. Like if somebody does drag it out the side of a mountain and chuck it into a furnace, what are you going to do then? Logitech thought of that?
I did like the comeback gadget, really. The Cullinair One Touch Electric Can Opener. The only time I've owned an electric can opener was sort of back in the 80s or something when I think
that is very retro.
Vogue.
It makes me think of sort of things made by Ronco, which actually slightly the self-stirring cup has a Ronco-matic.
I have to say that I can definitely see. I think there is room in my life now for an electric can opener. They used to be brilliant. You used to slot it up. It would be held by a magnet, and the thing would spin.
Yeah.
And
when was the last time you bought something in a can?
I really, really like tinned carrots.
Okay, fair enough. Well, because I can't remember the last time I had a can, so
Heinz,
I don't really.
Heinz spaghetti. And we're about to get a dog. So
sophisticate.
You'll need.
Oh, that's it. Well, they will, but then even then, a lot of the time they have the little sort of key pulley uppy thing. Although they're terrifying because you're always like, going to come off.
No dog of mine would ever eat Caesar.
Well, I hate those cans because you always think, it's got a very sharp edge, and if I was to pull just too hard, the momentum might carry it into my throat and I'd die.
Well, you wouldn't be making that much effort if you were being bum for a day.
That's true.
I have to say, the list loses all credibility at the Segway.
They are pretty.
Yeah, but they're $5,000.
They're expensive, but I do like the thing of the absolute effortlessness, effortlessness of moving on them.
You do have to be super lazy. Okay, well, there you go. You can check out the full list on t3.com, just in case you really do need any help being a bum. I'm not sure many of our listeners do.
No, if you can't get up to turn us off, you're clearly very lazy indeed.
Now, last week we brought you news of The Storm. It's out on Vodafone today. You could just pop down to your store and buy one, or you could try and win one. Not from us, of course, but no. Crackbrew, they launched a competition. What would you do for a BlackBerry Storm? Well, this is what the winner did.
This is TJ, aka Stressed. What would I do for a BlackBerry Storm? You're about to find out. I'm going to get a tattoo of a BlackBerry Storm.
This is the tattoo artist. I'm going to lay down here, and there's a stencil, soon to be permanent.
That's the sound of a man being permanently disfigured.
There's the outline. Looking good so far. Kind of hurts a little bit. How much longer we got to go, Brian?
Well, Crackberry Nation, I did it. I guess it was totally worth it. I guess we'll see when the storm finally hits and I get to play with it.
Why? Why?
Give me strength. It's the most powerful nation in the world. They've just had an election, elected a new president, and people like that are allowed to vote.
Yeah, he's got a. It's a life-size BlackBerry Storm.
I know, I've seen it
with the CrackBerry logo with iPhone suck.
That was the that was the pièce de résistance.
That was
for me.
The clincher. Yeah.
The fact it's not all that good a sort of picture of a storm. I also quite that was another aspect I liked about it.
Well, it's only just been done, so they always look a bit smudgy and the skin
it'll settle down.
Looks hideous. So it should settle down to become a stormy masterpiece. But
it's such a retarded thing
to
do.
What,
Why would you do that? It's bad enough getting a band logo you like, and then, you know, 5 years later you don't like it. By definition, he won't have this phone in 2 years' time.
There was a guy, if you read the comments on the site, there's a guy who said he's got an XP logo, a Windows YK7 or something logo, and some other nonsense.
But at least they're logos, and at least you can say, well, that's a retro thing. Having an actual product put in your arm is stupid.
Well,
I don't think I'm sticking my neck out when I say that.
If you've tattooed anything on your body of a gadget nature, you can send us a picture at t3@futurenet.com.
Actually, should we change the thing? If you have a tattoo of me and Dan done on your torso, you can have all of these AQA books.
Yeah.
The lot.
Please don't do that. It won't be worth it.
Oh, it will.
Your mum won't be happy with us.
Are you just saying that just in case, like, just in case a 10-year-old actually does?
Yeah, exactly.
But Dan and Duncan told me to.
So it does beg the question, what would you do for a BlackBerry Storm, Duncan?
I'd go to Phones for You and say, can I have a BlackBerry Storm, please?
That
here's
seems
some money.
Thoroughly, thoroughly sensible.
Or I wouldn't, because I don't really like BlackBerrys.
Oh. Right.
I don't want to receive email.
Right, well, fine. I might get one. They are out today.
Yes. No Wi-Fi. That's the other reason I wouldn't get
no
it.
No Wi-Fi. Very true.
Madness.
Very true. Madness. Okay, well, that's just about it. Just a few precious seconds left for your quick-fire reactions to this week's last words, starting with the Nokia E63.
Quite boring.
Quite boring. Yes.
Is it like a boring smartphone special?
This is Nokia's attempt for the E-series to crack the mass market, but it's up against the BlackBerry Storm, and it's rubbish.
I think it's the rubbishness that is the main hindrance, not the opposition.
Only 200 quid SIM free, though. New BlackBerry Curve, 8900.
I think I refer you to my previous answer on that
slightly
one.
Slightly lost in the storm, that is, the BlackBerry Storm. I don't even know how to say this company. Miele, I think. S7 vacuum cleaner.
It's Miele.
Miele, right.
No, Miele.
Okay. S7 vacuum cleaner. Excited.
No.
It's got LED lights. And handbrake turning or something. Honda's robotic legs.
Oh, I love them. I saw it on the news, and the newsreader said, today Honda introduced these robotic legs. Didn't explain what they did, so he just said somebody walking along on these stupid robotic legs. My favourite bit is the bit at the front that sort of cups your balls.
Ooh.
As you're walking. I don't know if you saw that. It sort of comes up between your legs. And...
Oh, something to look forward to there. Well, you should consider a career in customer services, perhaps as a hotel receptionist, maybe. That's all we have time for. Thanks to our guests from AQA. Sorry for being hideously late. Thanks to you for listening. Thank you, Jesus, and thank you, Mum. Remember to see T3.com for all the latest. Find T3 in your newsagent and find us on iTunes every Friday. Till next week, though, I've been Dan Maudsley, and you've been listening to the T3 Podcast.